So now, to continue from the last teaching, there are two more stanzas on this topic. It says, if a patient quality of mind is mine, I shall avoid the pains of hell. But though indeed I save myself, what of my foes? What fate's in store for them? Now, we talked about this last session, that but if you say that I must be angry with my enemy or somebody who tries to harm me, because he harms me, and that's I don't want to be harmed, and all the pain and problems that I receive from that, I don't want, so therefore I must be angry and upset with this person. But actually, if you look, the harm and the effect of this person's actions, whether it can really harm me or really do something negative to me or not, it depends very much on many things. And the most important thing is, of course, my state of mind and also my karma. So therefore, if all the positive circumstances are there, this person, even if tries to harm me or tries to do anything to what harm me, cannot harm me. And therefore, I don't need to be angry with them. But if it gets a harm, if I get harmful, if I get harmed or injured by those, then it's not just because of this person, it's because of many other causes and conditions. So therefore, it's partly because of me, and especially a lot to do with my own reactions, my own way of being, and my own karmic conditions that has been created before. So therefore, it is not really wise to get too much angry and upset with this person. Because by doing this, you harm this person, you create lots of circumstances that would be really harmful to yourself and also harmful to the other. So therefore, it's more harmful to be angry with this person than to not be angry with this person. So therefore, actually, if you are acting in a wise way, then I don't get any harm, more harm than what is really have to happen anyway by this person. But this person will be harmed a lot, because when he does things which with negative emotions, as myself, as an object of that, then in a way, I become the cause of lots of his problems, because he does things with negative emotions, so he creates negative emotions, that creates negative actions, that creates negative karma, and so therefore he gets into lots of problems. So therefore he is more harmed than me, so therefore it is no more harmful for him not than me. So therefore to say, if a patient quality of mind is mine, I should not really be harmed, I shall avoid the points of hell. But though indeed I save myself, I can save myself, but it doesn't save the person who is trying to harm me, because that's another matter. I cannot change him. I cannot do what he, I cannot purify him, people, other people, because that I cannot do anything about. So therefore, it causes lots of harm to the person. But if I'm not angry, if I don't provoke that negative action reaction from this person, then I save both. If somebody is angry with me or does something negative. I don't react in such a way that his anger or his negative emotions get enhanced and strong. And then, I not only help myself, but I help this other person also, because he do not continue to be angry and upset and do negative actions. So therefore, it is very important for my well-being and for the well-being of everybody else that I don't act and react with anger, hatred, hurt feeling and upset, but with calmness, with wisdom, with understanding, and with kindness. If I repay them harm for harm, indeed they will not be saved. Thereby, my conduct will in turn be marred, austerity of patience brought to nothing. So if I repay them for harm by harm, if I try to harm, if somebody tries to harm me, I return the same harm. If somebody says bad things, I say the same bad thing. I do the same bad thing again, then it's very bad for me. It's very bad for the other person and everybody else. Because hatred begets hatred, negative actions beget negative action. Love begets love, so the more and more there is no end to it. So therefore, this is not eye for eye is not a solution for the peace of the world and for the justice. It's not a world. It's not a just way of settling the matters. Revenge, punishment is not in the way of settling the accounts in the world. It's about, bringing peace. It's about ending the kind of ping-pong of harming each other and doing negative things to each other. It's more doing giving kindness and compassion instead of hatred and anger. So this is very much important. And when we understand this deeply, then you understand the value of patience and forbearance. And because it's not a small matter, it's not I have the right thing. I have the right, of course, to be angry and upset, but why, for what purpose? What good will it do for me and others? So therefore I must look more deeply, and I need to, think more long distance and more broader benefits. Now we come to the next point, that if somebody is, I'm humiliated. Some people are, kind of humiliating me, so therefore I'm very angry. Now humiliation is a big thing. There are lots of anger in the world. There are lots of, wars going on. There's lots of, conflicts going on in the world. Because of this, you feel humiliated. So what can I do? It's very difficult to solve. It's very difficult to resolve. Because it can go on, like generation after generation, hundreds of years. So, but we have to think deeply about that. Now here he says, this is the stanza number 52. The other one was 50 and 51. Now we start with from there. Now, I am humiliated. So what is humiliated? What is it? My body? Or my... What, you know, I am humiliated. So therefore I am very angry. I can never forgive because I am humiliated. Now, you say, what, why it is so bad that you feel so bad that we are humiliated? I said that I am humiliated because I am harmed, you know, I am insulted, I am injured, something bad was done to me. Now you say, well, your body and your mind, that's all you have. So is your body injured or is it your mind injured? Now you have to say that because the mind is bodiless, it cannot be destroyed by anyone. Mind is cannot be really harmed and destroyed because there's nothing there. How can you destroy the mind, because this mind is, you cannot find the mind, it doesn't have a shape, it doesn't have a form, it doesn't have something that you can harm it or destroy it. Because of mind's attachment to the body, this body is oppressed by pain. Now you say, no, the mind cannot be harmed, but the body can be, and then when the body is harmed, then I feel bad. But body cannot be humiliated, you know. Humiliation is not something that is, you know, that you throw a weapon and cut, something like that. It's just in the mind. Then why and how mind gets humiliated? Body gets humiliated, body doesn't get humiliated. Now there's this kind of a very strange thing that we feel this body as mine. The mind takes this body as mine and very strongly attached. And then because, you know, something happens that kind of is supposed to hurt my kind of egos or feelings and things like that, or my status or my whatever, and then I feel that I am humiliated and insulted, and then I feel very, very bad, you know. So therefore, when I'm thinking that I'm humiliated or insulted, actually nothing is happening, but it's a way of, you know, a way of perception. And when that perception of mine happens, then I feel very, very bad. So therefore I feel scorned, I feel insulted, I feel humiliated. Scorn and hostile words and comments that I do not like to hear, my body is not harmed by them. What reason do you have, O mind, for your resentment? So if you say that, you know, I feel scorned, I feel humiliated, insulted because they said something bad, hostile word, or, you know, some small kind of scornful things they said or they did, or some kind of, you know, some kind of signs or actions or some kind of symbolisms of scorn and hostility. And that's why, you know, I've heard this, the comments. So my body is not harmed, but my mind is harmed. And, but then my mind cannot be really harmed, you know. my mind is. So therefore, it's only, you know, my wrong way of seeing, my resentment. If I say, oh, this is very, very bad, what they've said is very bad, it's very hurtful, it's, you know, then it is. But if you say, it's like echo, it's like, you know, something dream, it is like really, I don't need to be hurt. How much I hurt is up to me, you know. I say, oh, this is very bad, this is very bad, I must be very hurt, then I'm very hurt. But if you say, it doesn't matter, you know, what these people say or do, or, you know, some people say bad things because they are bad, they are negative, they are kind of in that way, they cannot, they don't have the right kind of a good habit and good way of saying things. So they say bad things. And some people say good things. And some people say good things when they are in a good mood and bad things when they are bad mood. So it's all about them, it's not about me. So why do I need to be so hurt, you know, and so upset by these things? It's always like that. If somebody is in a happy mood, they say all the good things about me. If they are in a bad mood, they say bad things. They can change day by day also. So you cannot follow them, you cannot catch up with their moods. So why should I, you know, why should I suffer myself by being hurt because of this totally, you know, unstable people's state of mind and they are, what they say and what they do. It's totally useless and senseless. So therefore, if I can little bit let it be and let it go and don't take it too so seriously, I don't have to be so upset, I don't have to be so angry and, you know, so affected by that. So therefore, it is very important to understand this. So I think I just stop here. This is 53, stanza number 53. So, thank you very much. See you soon.